Okay, now that you know what the liturgy is, how to live the liturgy, and how to prepare yourself for living the liturgy with your class, we're going to get to ideas for living the liturgy in your classroom. Now, first of all, you can use the parts of your classroom to remind your students of the seasons or feasts we're celebrating. Of course, everybody, probably if you're in a Catholic school or a religious education program, you're in a space, hopefully, that you can have a little prayer place with a Bible set up and maybe a statue or a symbol that is fitting for the feast or the season, maybe a picture, whatever that would help the children to know what you're celebrating and be a visible reminder. Now, in my classroom, I also use the bulletin boards. I always had a bulletin board that was basically seasonal, liturgically seasonal. So if it was Advent, it had Advent things, Easter season, whatever. It always followed that. So, and then I also had some bulletin boards that followed the months that we'll be talking about, like in October, the month of the Rosary. So you can use your bulletin boards, or at least one, that can help the children know what we're celebrating. And then also, I often did projects that sort of focused on what we were celebrating in the liturgy or during the special months, like the Rosary or the saints. And so those projects, my art projects, yes, I had to, I taught in the day when we didn't have a lot of specials, so I taught art most of the time, even though I'm not an artist. And they often, my little art projects had sometimes to do with what we were celebrating in the liturgy or a special month. Now, I'm going to give you ideas from what I used in my classroom. Now, there are so many others, and nowadays, you know, you can look up online and find many, many worksheets and ideas. So, but this is just what I did, and then you can plug in and do more, which many of you already are. But here's now what I did every week. As we know, Sunday Mass, as it was mentioned in that document reading from Vatican II, Sunday is the most important day of the week. We celebrate the Lord's Day. And so on Friday in my classroom, what I would do to prepare the children for Sunday is read the readings of the following Sunday. Now, I had them go get a Bible or handed out Bibles, and I would write the verses on the board so they could look them up. But I would do the reading. I would read the scripture and have them read along. Because what I would do is here and there I would stop and explain things that didn't seem clear. If you have a student reading it, that's nice, but that can't be done as easily. So that's what I would do. And then I would always have them know the way the liturgy is set up, the first reading from the Old Testament and the Gospel reading always have a connection. The second reading isn't always that way because a lot of times they take, for instance, a letter of St. Paul and they're reading through it sections every week. So it'll be on a different topic, but the first reading and the third reading are connected in some way. So I would teach them that, and then I would have them, before I would sort of explain it, I'd have them look at that and say, okay, what do you think is the connection this week? Why has the church picked that Old Testament reading for that reading from the Gospel, and let them think a little, and if usually somebody would get the connection, and if not, I would help them understand it a little more fully. It was just a good exercise because, of course, the Old Testament foreshadows the coming of Jesus, and that's a very beautiful thing. Of course, we want to understand how the Old Testament prepared us for the coming of Christ, and that's one way we learn and one way the liturgy teaches us. Now, I also would take the children, that's once I started teaching fifth grade, and in my one school, we weren't near a church, but on Fridays, as part of my religion, I also, after we did the Mass preparation, would take the children to church just for a little quiet prayer. And it was amazing how they learned to pray. They learned to pray privately as children. It was a beautiful thing. I taught them what to do to fill the time, so to speak, in different ways as our school year went on. But I'll tell you, if you have the opportunity to teach the children how to pray, when I'd play a Christian song or to start it, the quiet time. They were spread all over the church. And whenever they started getting a little antsy, then I knew that was time enough. And at the beginning of the church year, they would pray for about 10 minutes. Not the beginning of the church year, the school year. And then we'd do that every Friday. By the end of the school year, if we had the freedom to do this, those children, we're talking fifth, sixth, eventually I got into junior high too, they could pray for 45 minutes without getting antsy. It was very beautiful, and they themselves knew how deeply they were growing in their relationship with God. But that wasn't so much liturgical, that was teaching them prayer, but obviously by growing in their prayer life, then the liturgy is enriched.